Lauren, welcome to the Stellar Woman podcast. We're so happy to have you on.
Thanks, Blair. I'm really excited to be here.
I know this has been a long time coming. We connected at the Women in eDiscovery conference. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Lauren, I know that I've had a front row seat to your career for the past 2 years, but for those who haven't, can you give them the lowdown?
Yeah, I can do a brief summary. I graduated from law school about, 12 years ago now. Feels like ancient history at this point. And I started doing contract attorney work after that. Full disclosure, I did not pass the bar the first time around. So I'd lost an environmental job that I had. So while I was studying the bar, I got through contract attorney work, ended up kind of sticking, going through project management, and then over the kind of the next decade, transitioned from project management to portfolio account management and overseeing service delivery teams of discovery project managers, and have, you know, continued to grow from there.
It's amazing. And you didn't mention that you are an Innovation Award winner. You are last year's Innovation Award winner for education and mentorship.
Yes. Last year, first of all, being nominated for that award, when I heard that I had been nominated and made the finalists, was a really big point in the career. I think it was something that felt, not sure if the right word is validating, but validating in kind of the steps that I felt like I had been trying to take in mentoring others, because it's been such a huge impact to me. And it was just one of those kind of indescribable things to being nominated by your peers and not kind of an organization or, you know, some other kind of construct, but to have it others that you work with.
Yeah, and you were selected by your peers as well. Like, that is, from the finalists, it's a vote. So they definitely respect you. And I've been lucky enough to get, you know, a little bit of mentorship from you as well. Can you tell me when mentorship came into your life and how it developed its importance over time?
Yes. So I think that there's really two kind of phases for me in mentorship, with a bit of a sizable gap in the middle, which is, I think, is where I kind of really started to focus on me trying to start to help others in the next generation. And, you know, when I was interning in law school, I interned in D.C., and I had two very strong women mentors working in D.C. level state, because we're not a state, but government. And they just were, you know, extremely strong women who always encouraged you to try things. And one of them gave me a chance just because we had gone to the same law school. She knew nothing about me, but she was like, hey, yeah, let's try this. And I ended up interning for them for 3 years. So that was, I think, incredibly important in giving me the confidence and the support and also just seeing what was possible. And then when I actually started to enter post-law school and entered contract attorney world and then transitioned into project management, I will say there was a period that it, you know, it started to feel like instead of a supportive environment, I was starting to hit more, especially with women, a pointy elbow scenario where it was more, you know, competing with each other as opposed to lifting each other up. And that's was a very different feeling from what I had before.
Yeah, it's a frustrating thing to encounter, because, you know, we kind of grow up that, like, women is a sisterhood in some aspects, and then in others we can be, like, pitted against each other, which is a frustrating part of our culture. But, you know, we were at an AI boot camp for women in law with Laura Kibbe, and Laura had that same experience. So she was saying that when she, you know, first joined, it was like elbows were out, and not even just out. I obviously know that podcast isn't a visual medium, listeners, but she, you know, not even just pointing out, but like actively pushing people away. And now she's like, elbows are starting to come down, and we're witnessing a really, really beautiful thing in like this community and like this community of women, which has been like really fun, especially like for me. You know, that Women in eDiscovery was like a huge point in my career because I had just been told that I was going to take over Stellar Women. And it's just been so cool to have this community.
I agree. I think speaking specifically of that Women in eDiscovery event, you know, there were, you know, to go back, five or six of us, half strangers at that table. And now most of us talk all the time and talk through our issues and have, or wins as well. You know, we talk through why don't, I think one of our conversations was we should celebrate job wins the same way we celebrate, you know, getting engaged and things like that. And yes. just having that connection and really also having people at different places within the eDiscovery community and mm-hmm. hearing things from different points of view. It helps you get outside of yourself because sometimes you can get so tunnel visioned into what's right in front of you, what's going on with your company that, you know, having someone else who knows, you know, the area, but seeing it from a totally different perspective is really refreshing.
I completely agree. And it's been one of my favorite parts about this community is, I mean, when I started at Relativity, I was, you know, un baby. I was like 22 mm-hmm. and it was like eating, living, breathing mm-hmm. Relativity. Like I was spending my nights out with all Relativians and all of this stuff. And it does become all consuming. Mm-hmm. And when stuff happens, it's like, I felt like my worth was really tied to my work and not even just like my worth as an employee, but like my worth as a person. Mm-hmm. And I think that you've been really great about like setting those boundaries and helping me set those for myself as well. But Stellar Woman listeners, there is a group chat that has formed, which I think is one of the favorite parts coming out of like Relativity Fest is the exchanging of numbers, the adding on LinkedIn, and it's just such a fun time. And Lauren, speaking of really fun things, I feel like the stars have aligned for this podcast because we were supposed to record this 6 to 8 months ago, and we just couldn't find a time to make it work, too many moving parts, and we just decided to put it on hold. And then it was like confirmed you were coming to Relativity Fest. It was confirmed that, you know, you were staying for Friday, and we have, like, we're meeting up with you at such an interesting point in your career. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it is an extremely exciting time for me. I recently pivoted out of eDiscovery client service delivery and have taken a new role as geomarket leader at Control Risk. So it's taking on a much broader scope of work, such as account management, you know, client service delivery, building relationships, networking, communication, all of those things, you know, a lot of people might say soft skills. I've really found them to be core competencies and critical in building and focusing on in professional career. And just, you know, taking those and adapting them to a different environment.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's a really cool relation that you've brought up because you were just on a panel at Relativity Fest about like how to stand out in a world of automation mm-hmm. and a very cool like Venn diagram of what you and Farah and Michael mm-hmm. were all talking about is it's not these certifications. It's not knowing every click. It's being able to issue spot. It's being able to look at something from a 360 point of view.
I agree. It's such a topic that I feel extremely passionate about in terms of someone who has been good with technology and, you know, worked in, you know, Relativity and other databases for several years. But to me, I knew I had a little bit more knack for communication, problem solving, client communication, specifically mm-hmm. learning oral and written communication, learning how to think and how to approach problems. And I think sometimes that skill set isn't as front and center. You know, we talk about being so versed in technology and being up on the latest tech and the demos. And yes, that is 100% important.
But it doesn't matter.
If you can't talk about it or if you can't do anything beyond executing the process, it's, you know, it's not a skill set that I see has as many legs as it does if you're able to, you know, think around it and think through it.
Well, and Lauren, I love like what you say about redefining your value proposition. And, you know, I've come to you at different points of my career where I felt like I'm not techie. I don't have the RCA. I feel like I don't matter in this industry, right? And you helped me reframe and focus on those soft skills that are really core competencies. I love the change in language. It's so important.
I love that you, Blair, who is one of the most best spoken and out in the community, like, you know, I just don't know if I'm techie enough. But I think that that's a great illustration to see, like, you front and center at Fest, you're bringing this energy and things that connect people. And that power of connection is so important. And, like, how we can focus on that and, you know, I would just say how much additional oomph that brings to everyone's everyday life, and like how much nice is it to go to work and connect with someone, as you know, I'm sure there is a lot of fun in also just working, you know, on a computer, but
yeah,
there's a human element there that at least personally for me, means so much, and that I really enjoy working with and around.
It's just, it is a world of difference, and it also is a way that you can rely on mm-hmm. on someone and knowing that they can get anything done, mm-hmm. not just the thing that they were trained to do,
right.
which I think is so important. Mm-hmm. I also just kind of thought of this interesting connection that like soft skills, such a feminine and fluffy word, mm-hmm. and a lot of those skills are ones that, humble brag, like I feel like women are naturally good at, right? Like knowing how to really communicate, de-escalate a situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Everything is so gendered. but Lauren, I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, I want our listeners to kind of walk away with some like tips and practical mm-hmm. tips for me that they can apply like tomorrow. So what would you say to someone who's looking for a mentor? What are those first steps, and how do you secure the bag when it comes to a mentor?
It's a really hard question. And I say it's a really hard question because it's, getting a mentor is hard. I don't want to sugarcoat it that it can be easy. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, when I first started my career and people were like, oh, grab a mentor, you know, just go up to someone and you're sitting at a panel and like 40 people go up to this person.
Oh my gosh. It is so, you are speaking to that language where your mom is like, what do you mean it's hard to find a job? Just go inside and give them your resume. And it's like, mom, that's not how corporations work.
Yeah.
There's security.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, but yeah, exactly what you were saying.
Yeah. It's those types of situations. While I highly encourage people to go to as many things as you can, it's going to take some work in connecting with people, because there is, I think, a personality match first. Mm-hmm. You kind of, it's really hard to manufacture this, some of these relationships. And to be honest, like the mentor has to want to take the time. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, looking back at, you know, the person who's still one of my biggest mentors to this day, you know, they made the time to sit with me every single week, mm-hmm. you know, when we were working together, they made the time, you know, they thought of my career as important as their own.
Oh,
and
it's so sweet.
It is. It's, you know, and I credit them to definitely in part to where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, going back to the advice, again, it's not going to be easy. It takes effort and a diversity of effort in finding a mentor. So going to different type of events, talking to different type of people, and to be honest, being pretty open that you're looking for relationships and guidance and, you know, just someone to talk to. And I, you know, you can call it mentorship or you can just call it, you know, friendship, support, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, the more, as comfortable as you're being, the more open, I find that transparency is much more powerful. And, you know, empathy goes a really long way.
And what do you feel about the power of, like, female mentorships for women?
It's really important. Even though, you know, like I kind of mentioned earlier, two phases, like, I had really strong female mentorship. Then I gone through really periods where pointy elbows and had, you know, mm-hmm. extremely strong male mentorship. And I feel like, you know, now building a community of peers and mentor, you know, it's a little bit different of where I'm at currently in my career. But I think it's, you know, if I hadn't had those two women early on, I think the trajectory would have been very different. And I also, like, having someone that you can talk to about situations that, you know, maybe a male doesn't have quite the same viewpoint on, is really helpful, especially earlier in your career where you're figuring things out and you feel a little lost and you're like, you know, how might I approach this? How should I think through this? Like learning how to think through those situations
mm-hmm.
Can be really tough to do by yourself.
And it's hard to get perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be able to look out, like as we were talking about, well, for full circle, but it's hard to look outside of yourself when you're so embedded in something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there have been times when I've been working on a blog post and it's brought me to tears mm-hmm. because, and then I zoom out and I'm like, it's a blog post. I shouldn't be crying over a blog post. But in that moment, like that stress feels so real and so applicable. And so I really lean on like mentors, like, and like my friends for like that check. I honestly view my mentors and my like strong like relationships in this industry as like a moment to touch grass mm-hmm. and like touch reality and mm-hmm. like, I thank you so much for providing that for me.
Yeah.
And for this industry. I know yeah. you are a mentor to so many, but I also love how you've talked about before, you know, being selective with your mentorship time so you can have the most impact is really important too.
Yes, because I think it's a balance of also like keeping yourself at 100% because mentoring is it can be exhausting. You know, mm-hmm. you're dealing with, of course, everything that your own work is taking out of you, you know, pressure at work. And then you're giving your time and your thought process and your guidance to someone else. You know, it can be draining on multiple levels. So it has to, you know, you have to keep an eye on that while also, you know, knowing how to be there for those people. I guess, you know, the start of your career is hard enough, and as your career continues, it still gets hard. So, mm-hmm. you know, anything that you can do to ease that on yourself from both sides of the coin as a mentee and a mentor is just so valuable.
Absolutely. And Lauren, I want to go back to what you said about, you know, what's been happening in our group mm-hmm. chat, but I'm so excited to celebrate you and celebrate this new opportunity that you've had with the same vigor that I would a baby shower or an engagement or a wedding. I'm bringing a card to dinner. There will be champagne. So I'm so excited for you. And thank you so much for sharing this insight about education and mentorship and the power of community, because that's what Stellar Women's all about. And thanks for leading the way for us.
Oh, well, thanks, Blair. I really appreciate you having me. And I really can't underscore enough how much, you know, having the community of women and specifically, you know, also Stellar Women at Relativity events and working through has just been such an opportunity to connect with more people and a sounding board sometimes for sanity. So
We all need a North Star of community, right? Mm-hmm. But thank you so much, Lauren. Yeah. And I can't wait to continue having front row seats to your journey.